The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the NBA season tips off tonight. You have basketball fever.
Tony Kornheiser, maybe. Does it give you little red welts on your inner thigh? Does
ooh,
it do
I hope
that?
Not.
Because then I might
that's
have
a visual I don't want to start the show with. What's the first season you covered the NBA? Notebook and pen. I know it was for a New York newspaper. First season.
Oh, it was for Newsday in 1971. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But it was the ABA. No, it was the ABA. Yeah. It wasn't the NBA. It was the ABA at
you
that
and
point.
Julius.
For me.
You and Dr. J.
Yes. And Rick Barry before that. Welcome to PTI, my little chickadees. In today's episode, the Red Sox are red hot. The Sixers put Ben Simmons on ice. And Washington State fires its football coach after he refused the vaccine. But we begin today with the Buffalo Bills' decision to pass up an easy game-tying field goal with 22 seconds left against Tennessee last night, and instead go on fourth and one from the Tennessee 2.5-yard line. Josh Allen was stopped cold. The ball went to Tennessee on downs. Game over. Wilbon, do you agree with the Bills' decision to go for the win?
Wholeheartedly, 100%. I would make that same call 100 times out of 100. You're 2.5 yards from winning the game. After a coin flip, you're not 2.5 yards from winning the game. You're one Derrick Henry long rush right through your best defensive players of losing the game anyway. So, no, 2.5 yards? I've got the ball, not Derrick Henry. No, I'm going to go for that, Tony. And look, it wasn't executed properly, mostly because the quarterback slipped. You can watch that thing 100 times in a row, and you'll see both feet slip. The back foot first, he tries to plant. Maybe they didn't call the right play. It was interesting, you know, being up here. I'm at Seaport, where people who will wear gold jackets one day talk about football, and guys like Jeff Saturday and Keyshawn Johnson, they all say, wait a minute. You call a different play where he's not putting his foot back, all his weight on his back foot and sliding on a soft surface. You maybe call a different play like over the top, but you don't give the ball away. You don't go 50-50. You take advantage of this chance if you can while you can.
I find it interesting that you agree with it and you didn't mention the analytics involved, because the analytics apparently tell you that you should go for it in that situation. I, too, would have gone for it in that situation 100 times out of 100. I got a quarterback who's 6'4 and weighs 230. Yeah. I've seen Tom Brady do this 100 times. That's the play you make. Now, Tennessee stood up and stopped the play. So
made
give Tennessee
point.
Credit. I will say this. This showed that the Buffalo coach had faith in his offense. That's going to mean something down the road. This was the sixth game of the season, Mike. In the 14th or 15th, you might make a different decision depending on what you needed for the playoffs. But I agree with it, and I think it also proves that Tennessee is back to where they were at the end of last year. They're a playoff team again. They had the terrible loss to Arizona. They had a worse loss to the Jets, an unspeakable loss. But in Tennessee's first 10 games, Mike, listen to this. Arizona, Seattle, Buffalo, Chiefs, Rams, Colts twice in their first 10 games. That's tough.
Hard.
That's
yeah.
tough. But, yes, I would go for this just like you would have gone for this. Yes, sure.
And, Tony, let me mention real quickly, Derrick Henry. Seriously.
Oh.
Tony, I mean, is he the best running back in the NFL since Emmitt Smith? And I know I'm skipping over a lot of great people, but I'm not really skipping. Derrick Henry is one of the great back this stretch of time he's having. And you don't get long. Tony, he took some blows. He received some blows last night that remind you why running backs can't last forever. Because even a guy as big and strong as fast as him, wow, how long can you go
yeah.
like this? But right now, he could be the MVP of the league, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, he's got 10 touchdowns now. That's a lot in six games for a running back. He's got
yeah.
a million yards now. That's why I don't think it hurts Buffalo, because Buffalo couldn't stop him. Who
agreed.
Can stop him? Nobody
That's
stops
right.
him.
Nobody stops him.
Buffalo
Man.
Is okay. Buffalo went yeah. down to the wire yeah. on the road with a playoff team. They're okay.
I don't think anything less of Buffalo because they lost that game last night. The Red Sox,
agreed.
They're up 2-1. That's not huge. on the Astros, but the way they won last night makes it feel like a lot more. Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam as Boston beat Houston 12-3. The Red Sox have now scored 51 runs over their last six games. Astros pitching coach Brent Strom wondered whether his staff is tipping its pitches. Tone, are the Sox just hot, or do you subscribe to the pitch-tipping theory?
So I want to be very clear on this. I want to know that this particular pitching coach for the Astros is not implying somehow that the Red Sox are cheating, because that would give me a great laugh that the Astros would accuse someone else of cheating, especially when the manager of that other team was on the Astros when they cheated. If it is just tipping pitches, it strikes me that this is an Astros problem. And in fact, it is the purview of the pitching coach if his pitchers are tipping pitches.
Yeah.
I think it's something else. I think it's this, Mike. The Red Sox are pounding the Astros. 25 runs in three games. They pounded Tampa Bay. 26 runs in four games. Maybe the answer is the Red Sox are hot and the Astros starting pitching stinks because they've been out there for 5 1/3 innings total in three games, and that stinks.
Yeah, I'm going to take half of that. The Red Sox are hot. Baseball changes. People are hot for half a series or two games or three games, and then they're not. That's baseball. And I know analytics try to find a reason, even not sophisticated analytics, but just the numbers. They are applied in a way that justifies what has happened historically, even if that history is just 3 days. They're hot now. Let those pitchers get better. Make better pitches. Start ahead in the count, Tony. The Astros were always behind in the count. The walks killed them early and contributed to that 2-0 lead, then a 6-0 lead for Boston. You can't do that, so get better. Analytics don't ever tell you. You people need to get better tonight. So that's what the Astros had damn well better do in game four to even this thing up 2-2 and not fall 3-1 behind a Red Sox team whose bats are hot as fire.
But I want to go back to starting pitching for a second because the Astros have missed Verlander all year. Justin Verlander has 226 wins. That's the most among active pitchers. You know who's second? Zach Greinke's second. Same
going
team,
tonight.
219,
going
and
tonight.
He goes tonight.
Greinke.
But in the last month, Mike, he's pitched 12 1/3 innings and given up 5 home runs.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers out of the series on the DL a couple of years ago. They lost Charlie Morton. Their starting pitching isn't now what it was by injury or whatever, isn't what it was and probably what it has to be. Let's move. The NBA season opens tonight with a couple of glamour matchups, the Nets and Bucks and the Warriors and Lakers. But both of those games are being overshadowed by the continuing saga of Ben Simmons. The Sixers suspended Simmons for their opener after Doc Rivers kicked him out of practice saying, quote, "I didn't think he wanted to do what everyone else was doing," unquote. Wilbon, what are your thoughts about all of this?
Tony, Doc Rivers had to do this. From what the reporting is that he'd said to Ben Simmons, okay, get in there now and be involved in this drill. And Simmons said, no. And Doc said, we need you in the drill. And Simmons said, no, I'm sorry. That's what we used to call insubordination. He didn't ask you to fly a plane. He asked you to do what they're paying you $30+ million to do. To practice, yes, practice. And Ben Simmons didn't do it. But Tony, I'm going to say this. Doc and the Sixers knew this could be coming. Because he demanded a trade, openly demanded a trade. So, I think he can't play there. I don't think this can work in Philadelphia because I think now that he has been guilty of insubordination in Philadelphia, I think I know what the reaction is going to be for the second game, which he's not suspended for, which is at home in Philadelphia against Brooklyn. Tony, they got to trade Ben Simmons. I don't care about the value. I think the Sixers are good enough to make a smart trade, Daryl Morey does that all the time, and be close to whole. I know they're great when Embiid and Simmons plays, but that ain't going to work. And when Embiid sits and looks into the camera and says, I am not paid to babysit. I am with Joel Embiid. I know you rarely are. I often am. I'm certainly with him now.
Okay. So there's a lot for me to deal with now.
There is.
First of all, everybody knows that Ben Simmons doesn't want to play in Philadelphia because he told everybody, I don't want to play in Philadelphia. Apparently, when they wanted to put him into a drill, he had pants on and a cell phone in his pocket. And he didn't want to do it. So, of course, they have to trade him. What I am gratified by, And thank you for mentioning Joel Embiid. I'm gratified to read that Joel Embiid said the following things, right? And I want to get them. It's on the next page. Quote, at the end of the day, our job is not to babysit someone. Obviously, as you suggest, that is about Simmons. Then he said, at this point, I really don't care about that man, unquote. This thrills me because a week to 10 days ago, I sat on this show and I said to you, he is lying. Embiid is lying when he says, I want to play with Simmons. We can win a title with Simmons. He hates Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons probably hates him. They need to trade this guy. And again, I'm going back to the teams I think they should trade. Trade him for Kyrie Irving, unvaccinated.
That's
trade him
happened.
For Bradley Beal, unvaccinated.
That may
those guys, Ben Simmons will be better at the other club, and those guys will be better for Doc Rivers because they shoot and they score and they will play better with Embiid.
Tony, the thing we forgot to mention that Embiid said is that guy does whatever he wants. And Embiid's tired of that. Now, I think their record together,
okay.
I think I'm going to get this closer right. Somebody can... Maybe reality can come on and tell me we were wrong. It's 35-7 or something really close to that. And so, Tony, they're great with him, but they're not going to be great going forward with him. And, you know, Simmons wants to
get him out.
You know what? Here's the deal, Tone. Simmons is making whatever he's making. It's not quite $40 million, somewhere between $30 and $40 million a year. And this is unprofessional behavior. I'm sorry. They need to move him. Maybe they won't get 100%.
Right.
I know they wanted to bring him in and let him play and maybe drive up his value. Too bad. It's not, the Sixers need to get on with their season without Ben Simmons. And by the way, they're not trading for Kyrie Irving. That, I can tell you, that ship ain't going to sail.
Should. Let's take a break. Trade that helps both teams. Coming up, will Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford be more motivated when their teams face each other on Sunday?
And who has the more appealing coaching opening, LSU or USC?
He doesn't want to play there. Get rid of him. Why were you thinking you could bring him in? He's there for money. He only came in for money.
Yeah, but they were 35-7, Tony. I mean, they were great with the two of them. You'd like to give it a shot.
He doesn't
but they
want
gave
to
it a
play
shot.
There, Mike.
Yeah, he didn't want to
play
there.
The interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, heads into his basement, and starts making moonshine for the neighbors. What's first?
Toss Up. Who do you expect to be more motivated on Sunday, Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Goff should be more motivated, okay? His own coach, Dan Campbell, said he's got to step up. That should motivate him. He's going back to L.A. where they dumped him, where Sean McVay dumped him. That should motivate him. Sean McVay even said this week that he regretted the way that whole thing was handled. So it should be Goff, but, and there's always a but, who's coaching Goff? Because if it's Sean McVay, he's 42-20. And with everybody else, including Dan Campbell, he's 0-13. He's not as good as Matthew Stafford, and the people around him are not as good as what Matthew Stafford has around him. So I find it very, very hard to believe that he can win that game, even though he should be more motivated.
We're not going to waste any time talking about who's going to win the game. The Rams, your Super Bowl pick, had better beat the winless, sorry, no-account Lions. The answer is Goff, yes, as you already said. Because Goff got thrown out by his coach who didn't even apparently bother to keep him in the loop. Isn't it one of these situations where he heard on sports talk radio or social media or something? He ought to be livid with anger at that franchise, which he led to a Super Bowl game. What are we talking about here? This guy was pretty good for them, and they said, get out, we don't want you. There is no question who should be more motivated.
McVay was in Mexico with Stafford at the time. What's next?
Right. Toss up more appealing job opening, LSU or USC?
You can win quicker at LSU, but you get fired quicker even if you win the national championship at LSU. Ask Les Miles. Ask Ed Orgeron. The talent level there is stunning. Everybody goes to the pros, and then after the pros, like Marcus Spears and Booger McFarland and Ryan Clark, they go straight to ESPN. USC is probably more appealing in this regard. Now, they can cut you loose there quick also because they did that to Lane Kiffin and they did that to Steve Sarkisian. But this will be their fifth coach in 12 years. I think you will get a longer leash at USC because at LSU, they will just chew you up and spit you out. They'll sell your house while you're in it at LSU.
Yeah, this has to do with sort of personal feelings, doesn't it? Do you prefer Louisiana or California, Southern California? So appealing, you take that into account. For me, I know I'd like to be, as a big city kid who grew up that way, at Southern Cal. Well, they've also won. You're right, Tony. At LSU, everybody seems to win. But don't tell me there's more talent in Louisiana than there is in California, because that would be a lie. Now, maybe they've done more with it at Louisiana or in Louisiana. But you know what? California can you know, like, fill up everybody's program. They got so many kids from north to south. So somebody better get in there and recruit them, but I'll take Southern Cal.
Yeah, I would too. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Yankees make a decision on the future of manager Aaron Boone.
And the NBA season tips off tonight. The eventual champion on the floor tonight. Now, wait, that's
the problem
Marcus
with recruiting
Spears
in California.
Telling me I'm wrong.
California problem is you're recruiting against so many other schools. In Louisiana, you're recruiting, you got it. It's yours. LSU's got Louisiana.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 77th birthday, Bill Melchione. History lesson, kids. Melchione was drafted out of Villanova by the hometown Philadelphia 76ers, where he was a rookie on one of the greatest teams ever, the 1967 NBA champion 76ers.
Ooh.
They were led by Will Chamberlain, who finally beat Bill Russell that year. They had Chet Walker, Luke Jackson, Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer, and Wally Jones. Melchione was down the bench. He later jumped to the New York Nets of the ABA, where he played first with Rick Barry and then with Julius Erving. Melchione was on two ABA champions with Dr. J there, becoming one of only four players to win titles in both leagues. He led the ABA in assists three times, and he was a three-time All-Star. The Nets retired his number 25 jersey, as did Villanova. On a personal note, I covered Bill Melchione on some of those Nets teams, and I know he watches this show, so happy birthday.
And Tony, there are times in your life when you thought that team on which he was a rookie, that Philadelphia team, you thought that's the greatest team of all time, right? As much as you love Russell and all that, that team.
Yes. Yes.
But they were that they good.
They beat Bill Russell. Nobody else beat Bill Russell. So, because of that. Happy anniversary, St. Louis Cardinals. On this day 15 years ago, the Cardinals beat the Mets in Game 7 of the NLCS to advance to the World Series, where they would beat the Tigers in five games. This game turned on a two-run homer in the top of the ninth by Yadier Molina, who batted .358 that entire postseason. This game was saved by rookie Adam Wainwright, who struck out Carlos Beltran on three pitches in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded. And they're still there. Molina is 39 and going to the Hall of Fame. Wainwright is 40 and he will get Hall of Fame consideration. Tony La Russa, already in the Hall of Fame, managed that team. Those Cardinals won only 83 games that season, making them the worst team record-wise to ever win the World Series. In comparison, the Atlanta Braves came into this postseason with the lowest win total of any team in the playoffs, 88.
Pujols is on that team. Hall of Fame. And by the way, Wainwright is a Hall of Famer. I don't want to hear any discussion when pitchers now can't get beyond 100 wins because their managers won't keep them in the game. Don't tell me Wainwright's not a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer. Better be.
I told you consideration. That's what I told you. Happy trails to Washington State for Nick Rolovich. Washington State fired its football coach with cause yesterday for refusing to get a coronavirus vaccine in direct violation of state policy. Rolovich, 42, was the state's highest paid employee at $3.2 million a year. He had a contract through 2025. Four of his assistants were also fired for refusing to get vaccinated. Washington State has won three games in a row. They're 4-3 this season. Rolovich had known of the vaccine requirement for months and he chose not to get it. The deadline in Washington for getting vaccinated was yesterday. Athletic director Pat Chun met with Rolovich and declared him ineligible to be employed at Washington State, and Rolovich left immediately. Defensive coordinator Jake Dickert takes over as acting head coach. Rolovich leaves Pullman with a 5-6 record and more questions than answers.
Well, Rolovich, like Kyrie Irving and others, can say, hey, this is my decision to make. I can make this decision. Yes, you can. And then there are consequences for your decisions oft times, if not all the time. And people say, well, don't you really feel for the people who lose their jobs because they're not vaccinated? No, I don't feel for them. Not at all.
They can get their jobs back by getting the vaccine. Let's go
That's
to the
right.
big finish. The Let's Yankees and manager Aaron Boone agreed to a three-year extension. Is that all right with you?
I like Booney, and I'm glad he's being extended. I'm not a Yankee fan or a New Yorker. I don't know what they think. Don't really care. I'm glad he's extended and staying. MLB.com reports the Mets' top three choices to head baseball ops, Theo Epstein, Billy Beane, and Brewers president David Stern, Pablo Torre's college roommate, are no longer under consideration. What does that tell you?
It tells me they don't want somebody really good for the job, right? The NHL suspended your boy Evander Kane for 21 games for faking a vaccination card. Your thoughts?
How many issues is the league going to have to investigate, perhaps involving this guy, at least allegedly, before they just move on or before he moves on or gets out of trouble? Man, Yahoo reports that the American Athletic Conference is expected to add six teams this week. Are you impressed?
Spoiled meat, no. Last one, NBA opening night is the eventual champion on the floor tonight.
Nets, Bucks, Warriors, Lakers. I'm gonna say, yeah, one of them is gonna be the champ, Tony.
Out of time, trying to do better next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
That's a tease, I'm not telling you who. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead, you can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Tony, St. Ignatius Golf Team, state champs in Illinois.
Sports Center.